Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, January 5, 2025.
Russia's recent military gains in Ukraine. On January 4, 2025, Russian forces took control of the village of Nadia in the eastern Luhansk region of Ukraine, a key area in the ongoing conflict since Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. This strategic capture is significant for the war's dynamics. Additionally, Russian troops reported shooting down 8 U.S.-made ATACMS missiles, highlighting their strong air defense capabilities. They also claimed to have intercepted 10 Ukrainian drones over Russian territory, including 3 in the northern Leningrad area. The situation continues to draw international attention, with countries like the United States providing military support to Ukraine. As these events unfold, the capture of Nadia and the missile interceptions could reshape military strategies and international relations, raising concerns about further escalations in the region.
Biden's bold move on offshore drilling. President Biden is taking a bold step by announcing a ban on new offshore oil and gas drilling across 625 million acres of U.S. coastal territory, including the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans and the Gulf of Mexico. This important decision, expected on January 4, 2025, aims to tackle climate change and set the U.S. on a path to a cleaner economy by 2050. While many areas will be off limits for drilling, Biden may still allow new oil and gas leasing in parts of the Gulf, which produces about 14% of the nation's fuel. The Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act gives the president the authority to enforce this ban, ensuring that future leaders can't easily reverse it. Previous presidents, like Trump and Obama, have used this law to limit offshore drilling. This upcoming ban marks a significant shift in U.S. energy policy, highlighting the urgent need for environmental protection and reduced carbon emissions. What does this mean for our planet's future?
DOJ pushes Supreme Court on TikTok ban. The U.S. Department of Justice is urging the Supreme Court to reject Donald Trump's request to delay a law that could block TikTok or force its sale by January 19, 2025. This law, enacted in April 2025, requires ByteDance, the Chinese company behind TikTok, to sell its U.S. assets to avoid a ban. Trump argues he needs time after taking office on January 20, 2025, to find a political solution regarding TikTok. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments on January 10, 2025. The DOJ claims that Trump's request hinges on ByteDance proving they can win in court, which they have not shown. Concerns are growing about TikTok's data collection practices, with the government stating it poses a major threat to national security. TikTok's legal team, led by attorney D. John Sauer, is also asking the Supreme Court to block the law, arguing it violates free speech rights under the First Amendment. If the law isn't blocked, new downloads of TikTok will be prohibited, but existing users can still access the app. This situation highlights the ongoing tensions between the U.S. and China over technology and data privacy.
Austrian Chancellor resigns amid coalition crisis. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer announced his resignation on January 4, 2025, following the collapse of coalition talks with the Social Democratic Party. This breakdown stemmed from key disagreements, leading Nehammer to also step down as leader of the People's Party. The political landscape in Austria has been tense since the September 2025 elections, where the far-right Freedom Party gained significant support, securing about 29% of the vote. The People's Party followed with 26.3%, while the Social Democrats received around 21.1%. With coalition negotiations failing, questions arise about Austria's political future and the possibility of a snap election. Analysts suggest that if a new election is called, the Freedom Party could benefit the most from this political deadlock. The way forward remains unclear, with discussions of a potential partnership between the People's Party and the Freedom Party, despite Nehammer's previous hesitations. This situation underscores the complexities of coalition politics in Austria and its implications for governance.
Escalating violence in Gaza, high casualties from Israeli airstrikes. Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip have led to a tragic loss of at least 184 lives over just 3 days. The Israeli army conducted 94 airstrikes, primarily hitting residential areas and unarmed civilians, especially in Gaza City. Many describe the situation as extremely dangerous and brutal, with victims trapped under rubble due to damaged infrastructure, making it hard to reach hospitals. Palestinian civil defense officials reported a significant increase in the intensity of these airstrikes, leaving local residents in a state of despair. The Gaza Media Office has condemned the Israeli army for what it calls horrific crimes and criticized the United States for its support of Israel. This surge in violence began on October 7, 2023, when Hamas attacked southern Israel, resulting in over 1,200 Israeli deaths and around 250 hostages taken. In response, Israel launched a large-scale military campaign against Hamas, leading to over 45,000 Palestinian deaths, according to health authorities in Gaza. The ongoing conflict, rooted in deep historical disputes, has created dire humanitarian conditions, prompting urgent calls for aid and independent investigations.
Israel faces scrutiny over hospital chief's detention. Israel is facing intense scrutiny for detaining Dr. Hassam Abu Safia, the chief of a hospital in Gaza. This incident occurred during a military raid on Kamal Adwan Hospital, one of the few medical facilities still operating in the region. The raid followed a surge in violence after the Hamas-led attack on October 7th, which resulted in around 1,200 deaths in Israel. Israeli officials allege that Dr. Abu Safia is linked to terrorist activities and has ties to Hamas, which they accuse of using the hospital as a base. Rights groups and UN officials are demanding his release or at least information about his whereabouts due to serious concerns for his safety. The UN Human Rights Office warns that Israel's military actions are pushing Gaza's healthcare system to the brink of failure, with airstrikes claiming at least 170 lives, including children, in just the past week. The ongoing conflict has led to over 45,500 deaths in Gaza, highlighting the urgent need for humanitarian aid and protection for civilians. What does this escalating crisis mean for the future of healthcare in the region?
Federal Reserve tackles inflation and labor market challenges. On January 4, 2025, Federal Reserve policymakers, Governor Adriana Kugler and San Francisco President Mary Daly, discussed the pressing issues of inflation and the job market at the American Economic Association Conference in San Francisco. Currently, inflation stands at 2.4%, with a target of 2%, while the unemployment rate is at 4.2%. Kugler and Daly highlighted the need to balance inflation control with job stability, warning that a slowdown in the labor market could lead to higher unemployment. Last year, the Federal Reserve cut short-term interest rates by 1% to boost economic activity, encouraging borrowing and spending. However, they acknowledged that their work on inflation is far from finished. Kugler noted, "We know we still have a long way to go. No one is celebrating yet." The discussions reflect the significant impact the Federal Reserve's decisions will have on consumers and businesses in the year ahead.
Israeli attacks in Gaza result in civilian deaths. On January 4, 2025, Israeli forces launched attacks in Gaza, leading to at least 70 deaths, according to Palestinian medics. This violence escalated as new ceasefire talks were underway to end a 15-month conflict. Among the casualties, 17 people died in strikes on two homes in Gaza City, with witnesses describing a massive explosion around 2 a.m. Later, another attack in Gaza City claimed five more lives, and at least 10 others were feared trapped under rubble. The Israeli military confirmed ongoing operations in Beit Hanoun, where actions have persisted for 3 months. They also reported destroying a complex used by Hamas, the governing militant group in Gaza. The conflict has deep historical roots, driven by territorial disputes and political tensions. The situation remains critical, with serious humanitarian consequences for the civilian population in Gaza. The international community is closely monitoring the unfolding crisis.
Russian attack in Sumy region injures civilians. A recent Russian bomb attack struck a village in Ukraine's Sumy region, injuring 10 people, including 2 children. This incident occurred near the Russian border, an area that has faced ongoing shelling since the conflict escalated in February 2022. President Zelensky shared footage showing the widespread damage in Sviza, where a building was left in ruins. Rescue teams rushed to evacuate residents from the wreckage. The Sumy region is often targeted due to its proximity to Russia, raising serious concerns for civilian safety. The use of guided bombs highlights the troubling ethical implications of modern warfare. This ongoing conflict has created a humanitarian emergency, putting countless lives at risk. The international community is closely monitoring the situation, as it continues to affect global relations, especially between NATO countries and Russia.
Meloni and Trump, a crucial meeting amid tensions. Tensions are rising as Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni prepares to meet President-elect Donald Trump in Florida on January 4, 2025. This meeting comes at a critical time for Meloni, who is navigating challenges in foreign policy after the arrest of journalist Cecilia Sala in Iran. Sala was held while working under a journalistic visa, just days after Iranian businessman Mohammad Abdimi was arrested in Italy on a U.S. warrant for allegedly supplying drone parts linked to a deadly attack in Jordan that killed three U.S. service members. The situation has strained relations between Italy and Iran, prompting Iranian officials to summon Italy's ambassador and criticize what they call America's hostage policy. They are demanding Abedini's release to prevent further damage to bilateral relations. As a court in Italy considers a request for Abedini's extradition, the outcome of Meloni's discussions with Trump could reshape Italy's foreign policy and its relationships with both the United States and Iran in the coming months.
Protests in South Korea over President Yoon's impeachment. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of Seoul, South Korea. On January 4, 2025, driven by anger over President Yoon Suk-yeol's impeachment. This unrest followed an attempt by officials to carry out an arrest warrant for Yoon, who faces serious accusations related to his declaration of martial law on December 3, 2024. The protests highlighted a divided public, with some calling for Yoon's arrest while others sought to invalidate the impeachment process. Tensions escalated during a six-hour standoff at Yoon's residence, where police intervened to prevent his arrest. As frustration mounts over Yoon's leadership amid threats from North Korea, the Korean Confederation of Trade Unions attempted to march to his residence but faced police resistance, leading to arrests and injuries. The Constitutional Court has scheduled Yoon's impeachment trial for January 14, 2025, which will proceed even if he does not attend. These ongoing protests reveal deep societal divisions and dissatisfaction with the current administration. What does this mean for the future of governance in South Korea? The outcome of this trial could reshape political accountability in the nation.
Biden's farewell speeches ahead. President Biden is preparing to deliver two important farewell speeches before his term ends on January 20, 2025. The first speech, focusing on foreign policy, is scheduled for January 12, right after his trip to Italy. Biden aims to share a hopeful vision for the future while reflecting on his decades of public service, including his 4 years as president. He will highlight the significance of global partnerships, especially in strengthening NATO and improving relations in the Indo-Pacific region. Additionally, he plans to discuss the aid his administration has provided to Ukraine following Russia's invasion in 2022. As he wraps up his presidency, Biden faces major challenges, including the controversial withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan in August 2021. His final weeks will include visits to New Orleans and California, focusing on recent attacks and environmental successes. Before leaving office, he may issue more pardons, particularly addressing sentencing disparities. These speeches will mark the conclusion of a presidency shaped by significant domestic and international challenges.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.